You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
May I share this letter with you from Sweet Sarah?
What you got over there?
She starts with, "Hi, boys.
Hi.
We were invited to a wedding between two of our friends, and we're happy for them."
Well, that's good. It's an exciting time.
This is from the butt file, though. Are you ready?
All right.
"But when we got the invitation, we were surprised to see that they are registered for wedding gifts at a couple of places. The thing is, they're both in their 40s, both divorced, and they can't possibly need all these things." In their invitation, they even tried to explain it by saying, quote, "We both bring a lot to the marriage, but those were different lives. Now we're starting a new life together with new hopes, new dreams, and new surroundings. Thank you for making our new life possible." End quote. Sarah writes, "Okay, am I a jerk? Because I think asking your friends to help you completely refurnish your house when you're in your 40s is somewhat tacky." And then she asks, "Is this worthy of 5 calls? Thanks, boys. I love your show. Sarah."
Oh, I love your face, Sarah.
So imagine for a moment that somebody, you have friends of yours that are in their mid-40s or so, and they're getting married, and they suddenly do a big registry thing, Target or where.
Send out the invite for the wedding.
Crate and Barrel.
Yeah, and there's everywhere that they're registered.
Right. And they're like, "We want to start over in our house. Give us all new stuff.
We can't use these towels. My ex used these towels. Yeah.
He rubbed these on his butt."
Right. "I can't. We got to get rid of these towels. And we need a new blender because my ex was blending things.
Now,
and
you're
a new toaster."
You were a wedding registry guy. I was not.
Yeah. It was first time around, though, for us. And we were in our 20s. So that was
none of
legit.
My 8 marriages I've done it.
That's a joke. You are missing out, man. You're missing out on the goods. The freebies, the good stuff. You go to a store, you pick out things you want, and then people buy them for you. It's the greatest thing ever. It's awesome. You're drunk with power because a lot of those places, they give you the little scan gun. So you just walk around the store and go boop, 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 and you're scanning things. You're like, things that you'd never even want. You're boop, 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 boop. You're drunk with power. It's fun.
Here's what I know is when I feel the pressure to go and purchase something that somebody has on their registration list or whatever, their registry, I can't help but, you want to spend in a certain amount of the zone, right?
Yes, yes.
You don't want to do the $1.99, coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But you get on there and you see they're like $700 coffee maker.
Right, cappuccino maker.
What?
Yeah, no.
Who's getting that for them? So you're like, where's the $25
thing? The sweet spot. And those are usually gone within like the first week.
They're already filled. They're gone.
So then a lot of times you just got to buy like a lot of the smaller things that add up to your 50 bucks. Then it looks like, something.
You know what I have done in the past? Now you tell me if this is tacky. So somebody was registered, and it might have been Target or something like that, or I don't know, Bed Bath & Beyond. And I went on, and all the stuff that I would have picked out that was in the right zone, I think it was like $35, $40, was gone. So I was like, what's left is the chintzy little stuff and the super expensive. Get us a new comforter, $110 or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So what I did is I just bought a gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Love it. You have
I think $40.
Perfect.
And I just put it in the mail to them.
That's so much easier.
So I'm like,
so much easier. I usually re-gift something.
Well, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Or I'll RSVP yes that I'm going and then not show up.
I feel a lot of pressure receiving people's registry stuff. Plus, we also judge people by what they've picked out for their registry, right? You look at the stuff, you're like, oh, that's hideous. Why would they want that?
Right, right.
Ugh.
How many spatulas does one person need?
Right. Is it tacky
anyway,
that
but
people
these
in
people,
their 40s
already
have 2 households full of stuff that they're merging
So what are they doing? Are they basically just going to dump everything that they have and just get new stuff?
They want all new stuff.
So they're just going to donate everything and then...
From their, quote, friends.
This is stupid.
Oh, you don't like this?
I don't like it.
I thought you were angling that it was a good idea.
Well, when you're young and you're first starting out, I think so.
If we do five calls, what's your prediction?
I think people will say that you got to do it. They're getting married. You got to get them a little something, so why not get what's on their registry?
I think... 4 out of 5 will say it's tacky.
All right, then I'll say 4 out of 5 will say, do it. It's a magical time. It's fun for them.
We need the calls, though. It's 5 calls says it all for Sarah's letter. She wants to know if she's a jerk. Here's Angie. Good morning, Angie. What do you think about this?
Hey, good morning, boys. How are you?
So good. So what do you think about this?
I don't think it's tacky in the sense that they're going to want to start a new life over, which is understandable, and you're going to buy a gift anyway. So why not let people know what you really, really want by having a registry and let people buy off of it?
Doesn't it seem extremely wasteful to you, though? Like, if they're each coming to the relationship with a blender, and they're like, let's get rid of these and get a new blender. Like, it just seems strange.
Well, a blender may not be on the registry. Maybe the idea that you said, you know, the towels or the linens or the sheets or things like that, maybe they're making a charitable contribution with their old stuff or give it, you know, hand it down to other people that don't need it. But again, from the principle that you're going to get a gift anyway.
Yeah, but let's go back there because I heard you say that. The majority of weddings I see from people who are like getting married a second or third time, the majority of them all say, no gifts necessary, just come party with us. So is it a given that when people are in their 40s and 50s getting married, everyone gives them gifts?
Maybe I've been to the wrong wedding. Every wedding I've been invited to, people wanted to have a gift or two. So I get
cool.
It. You know, maybe it's the reason some people actually have an official wedding.
Oh,
heck yeah. You get all those gifts.
Gift grab. Angie, have a great day. Thanks for being on our show.
Yeah, bye, Angie.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, there's one vote for that. It's not tacky. Here's Sandy. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, boys.
What's your thought on this?
I think it's tacky.
Yeah.
I think that we should live life with our friends and celebrate, and it shouldn't be about gifts. Now, there might be circumstances where you might want to give a gift, but I think as we get older and we're in those, you know, other relationships after our first one, I think that it should be just about family and friends. And that's what we did when my husband and I got married 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Look at you being all logical, Sandy.
I've got your tacky vote down. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye, Sandy.
You. In fact,
these
when Gretchen and I got married a year ago, our invitations, she came up with a line, and I really liked it. It said, no gifts, and if you do bring one, or something like, if you bring one, be prepared to get it back at Christmas.
I'm still waiting for mine to be given back.
What gift was that? Here's Melinda. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey. So what do you think?
I do not think it's tacky, but I also think it's very situational because I currently have a girlfriend who is mid-40s who's going through getting a second marriage. She just went through a divorce. The guy she's marrying also went through a divorce, and they both sort of ended those relationships with just leaving a lot of this stuff behind and not really wanting to take anything, not necessarily for sentimental value, but just to get out of it.
Yeah,
so they sort of need everything in that sense, but if it, and I don't know if Sarah, the one who wrote the letter, really knows the situation or she's just being presumptuous about it, but do they really each have a household full of all of the things and they're just being greedy and just want pretty new shiny toys? If that's the case, then yeah, that's kind of crappy. But if it's sort of a, we want to start a new fresh life together and we don't want all this crap that was from our previous lives and previous marriages, and we want to start fresh, then as a friend and somebody that's as good of a friend to be invited to their wedding, I have absolutely no problem buying them a gift because I am
a great point.
Hold on.
Yeah, she makes a great point. You don't know how much stuff they lost in the previous marriage. You have no idea.
Right.
Or how much they just left.
And Melinda, thank you for the call. We appreciate your thoughts
on that.
Yeah. Yes, devil's advocate though. When you're 45 and it's two 45-year-olds, do you not able to go out and buy your own sheets?
Right.
I mean,
yes, you are. You are.
Generally,
you are.
Look, people are different and situations are different. I acknowledge that.
But then again, if you have sheets and they're just fine, you don't need to ask for more sheets.
And if you say, well, they don't have the money, well, they're putting on a big wedding. That's not cheap.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
Why don't you just go down to the courthouse then?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, now I'm sounding like an ogre, and I don't mean to.
You're a sheet hater.
Here's
Brooke. Hi, Brooke.
Hello, Brooke.
Dom hates sheets.
Oh, you guys always make me laugh. Hi, boys.
Hi, good morning, Brookie.
What do you think?
So my situation was, I do think it's tacky. My girlfriend who got married, she was in her 40s. It was her second marriage, but she was widowed. Her husband, this second marriage, it was his first, but they went all out with the wedding. It was a huge, big brand. I mean, the full dress, the limo, the bridesmaids and everything, but they had an engagement party and wedding gifts, and I believed it was tacky. She had a full house. He had a full house. So I loved him, and I did it. I bought the gifts because I bought two gifts, but I do believe it was tacky.
But you didn't agree with it.
Yeah.
What'd you buy him?
Yeah, we got to know.
Oh, God. A bundt cake pan and a cake stand, like a really pretty glass cake stand.
They haven't used either one of those.
Bundt cake stand or bundt cake pan one time.
Yeah, it's going to sit there.
And then for the engagement gift, it was something like new glasses. I swear to God, it was stuff for the kitchen. So yes, but because I loved her and I was happy that she was able to start a new life.
Yeah,
after being
you just have to do
on.
It. You yeah. have to do it.
But still tacky. Still freaking tacky.
Go have a great day, Brooke. We're so glad you called.
Thanks, boys.
See you later.
Thank you. It's 2-2, my friend.
Woo!
The deciding vote.
I like this.
The deciding vote belongs to Alyssa. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, boys.
So we're glad you called. You have a lot of pressure on you now because Sarah is either going to get a gift or not based on what you say.
I think it is tacky.
You do think it's tacky?
I do. My fiance and I are both 22, and we are getting married, and we had decided not to do a gift registry, but instead have people donate to our honeymoon, because we have lived outside of our parents' house right out of high school, and we have everything that we need, and we just want to be able to spend the money and go somewhere fun instead of buy brand new stuff.
But wait a minute. What really is the difference between having people pony up to fill your house up with stuff or to pony up to pay for you to go on a honeymoon?
You're still sitting there with your hand out.
What's the diff?
Yes, that is. But I would rather have them spend something on going somewhere fun rather than brand new things that I don't need in the house.
I like it. People are still going to give you something because you're getting married. So why not contribute to your honeymoon?
Yeah.
So you guys can get away and enjoy each other.
Yeah.
Versus a new ladle.
So the only thing in your mind that makes this tacky is the fact that it's kitchen appliances and stuff, not the fact that they have their hand out asking for a gift.
Right, that they already have the stuff, so why do you need brand new stuff?
So would it be okay then if they asked to contribute to their honeymoon, even though they're both 45 and could afford possibly a vacation on their own?
That would be okay.
So that's okay.
So wait a minute, then I think I'm going to put you down as an okay and not as tacky.
But it's not
confused.
Okay, because they're asking for appliances, not a honeymoon.
Okay, so
that
so
portion
back,
is tacky.
So
it's
now
back
it's
to
back
tacky.
To tacky.
It's back to tacky.
Yes.
Alyssa, you're wonderful. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right, so 3-2 said tacky.
It's tacky. Of course it is. All day long.
Sarah, you asked, but then again, does this put Sarah in a bad spot? If she tries to make a stand, will she be the only one of their friends? Because they're going to see who got them something. Oh, Sarah didn't get us a blender.
Sarah got us a bundt cake pan. We'll use that once.
It's funny.
When was the last time you made a bundt cake?
No, you know, for me, it's not.
Is it bundt?
It's not bundt cakes for me. You know what it is? It's when I desperately had to have the Ebelskiver maker.
That's right.
Look it up, people.
Yeah.
Ebelskiver.
We used it once.
They're like Danish pastries or something or whatever. I thought, this will be the greatest thing ever. Once.
Go to Dunkin'. Get a donut.
There you go. Sarah, thank you for writing in. Thanks to everybody who called.